Good Saturday morning with the Romeros here at Rosie on the House. Trying to bring you information that will encourage you to get out and about and see the great state. Again, Jennifer pulled down 37 pages of things to do off of just one website. What's the website address, babe?
azstateparks.com.
That's for the next 2 months, 37 pages of things going on. We highlighted some of the ones that grabbed our attention. No lack of things to do.
No excuse. Get those kids outside and away from those dumb computers and iPhones. Make them leave them at home. Do not go to camp at night with your iPhone.
Things sure have changed, haven't they?
Oh, man.
All right. We've got the Arizona Historic Preservation Society running a conference up in Flagstaff coming up. That's really not open to the public, but I think I'm going to try and get up there and drop in on them. They've got it's the Paths to Preservation.
That's right up your alley.
Seminar and convention. So they're going to have a lot of great, interesting things up there. So I'll probably run up to there. Y'all, Romy's going to run down to Saba Home Show. That's at the end of the month here. We'll actually be in Germany at that time, so we're going to miss that. But as soon as we get back, we run right up to Flagstaff and do the Flagstaff Home Show.
Well, there's two home shows going on the end of March. The Scottsdale Home and Travel Show at Westworld for Phoenix Metro residents, for Tucson, Southern Arizona, Green Valley, the huge Saba Home Show. I mean, if you live in that area, I don't need to tell you what it is. You know it.
But yeah,
we'll be there. And we're working on something a little special for that. I don't have confirmation yet, but we may. When you go to a convention center, and it doesn't matter if it's a Tucson one or the Phoenix one, or the Las Vegas one, every convention I've been to is the same. They don't like you personally to bring hospitality. They've got, you know, the food unions,
concessions,
and they've got
yeah.
their own vendors that have bought booth space. So whenever we go on a live broadcast, we like to bring free food, give out to our listeners, something to do while you're hanging out watching the broadcast. So we may end up doing a live broadcast in the KNST studios. And if you've ever been there, you walk into the entryway, and they've got couches and seating, and then there's a glass, and the host is right behind. So we may be doing it live at KNST with a little concession breakfast, and we'll have tickets for Saba to give away. So
we do. They did give us a lot of tickets to give away. That's at the KNST office. That's
you'll
at
have
Fort
to register.
Lowell. Fort Lowell and Oracle.
We'll have more details coming. Okay. Nothing confirmed yet.
All right. Very good. And then the same weekend that home show is going, they've got a home show going on in Phoenix as well. So it's home show. It's home show all across the state here that last weekend. And then, again, we'll be up at Flagstaff the very next weekend.
I wonder how many home shows the average homeowner goes to a year. We sure offer a lot of them anymore, don't we?
Yeah, we do. We'll actually be doing presentations at the Flagstaff Home Show on home security
mm-hmm.
and what you can do to enhance the security of your home to increase the protection of your property and your family. And we'll also be doing a second seminar on 10 things Arizona homeowners do wrong most often. We'll be giving those demonstrations on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hope to see you all up at the Field House on NAU campus for the Flagstaff Home Show. Then shortly after that, we're going to run up to Portland for the Mother Earth Seminar Convention.
I think that's June 6th and 7th.
Okay.
Yeah, there's just all kinds of great sustainable living. It's not all Birkenstocks anymore. It's pretty cool.
And then Romy's running to a recycling and waste
I don't know about
convention
that one
in Vegas.
I haven't got that one on my calendar for sure, but I'm definitely going to be at the Heirloom Seed Festival in California in September, and then the Sustainable Building November.
I think Julia's going to join you for that one.
Oh, nice.
And that's in the D.C. area? Okay. So all of these trips we're going to be taking is to gather information to bring you, the Arizona homeowner, the latest and greatest information on anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. Romy, you've got somebody that's been on hold for a little while. You want to take them real quick before we have to dump out for the 8 o'clock hour, where we'll be talking trees with John Eisenhower of Integrity Tree Service.
Yeah, Helen wants to talk about some pigeons.
Yes,
good morning, Helen.
Good morning. I was wondering if you know anybody that is good to use for pigeon control, and also if they put the little wires or something up on the house, do you have to be careful with the tile roofs?
Well, you do, and our pest control company, Blue Sky Pest Control.
What is the name of it?
Blue Sky Pest Control.
Okay.
Does in fact do pigeon control.
Okay.
And it's a multi-strategy attack. It's not just the Constantine wire up on the roof. There's two or three other things that you can incorporate as tactics to discourage them from roosting in and settling in on your house. Okay?
Okay, very good. Thank you so very much.
All right, Ms. Helen. That's in Phoenix. Down in Tucson, we got 4-star pest control that does pigeon control. So we got it covered in all places. And I was in a conversation with Shelby, the owner of 4-Star, and the more you learn about how disgusting pigeons are and what they carry and what they do, the more insistent you're going to want them to get away from your
property. Well, you want to tell your neighbors, too, because all you're going to do is drive them to your neighbors.
Yeah, you got to attack it as a neighborhood problem. All right, folks, 8 o'clock hour, we're going to go in the garden as we always have historically for the last 15 years, celebrating 26 years on air. No.